Brilliance Audio presents The Unabridged Recording of Deadlock by Iris Johansson. Performed by Jennifer Van Dyke. Chapter 1. Darlov, Afghanistan.
That's the end of it.
Joel Levy stepped back from the bed of the truck with a sigh of satisfaction. Now, can we get the hell out of here, Emily? I don't like the look of those clouds. All we need is to get caught in a snowstorm to make this trip a total waste of time. It's not been a waste of time, Emily Hudson said, as she zipped up her fleece-lined jacket. But Joel was right. The temperature had dropped dramatically in the last hour, and the air had a bite to it. Just because we didn't find anything that we haven't seen before doesn't mean that those artifacts aren't worth saving. It means something to these people, this country.
Save the lecture for your class at the university, Joel said. All I know is that we drove all the way up here into the mountains to this little museum that no one but us seems to give a damn about. And no wonder. Most of those artifacts are less than 100 years old.
And you wanted to find Alexander's sword or a new version of the Bible. Emily made a face at him. And I'm not lecturing you. Do you think I'm nuts? I know it would be hopeless. I don't know how you got your doctorate. You're no scholar. You're an Indiana Jones wannabe.
You're just jealous.
Joel grinned. You want to be Indiana Jones, too, but you're weighed down by paperwork and responsibility. All that stuff is sapping the joy of life out of you. You should never have taken this job, Emily. She shrugged. It needed doing.
And the UN wasn't willing to pay anyone else enough to risk their necks like we do.
He corrected himself.
Like you do. After this job, I'm going home to settle down and write my memoirs.
No publisher would buy it. You're only 27.
But I've aged in the last 5 years. I've worked with you. I'll lie a little, embroider a little, and then Spielberg will buy my book for the movies.
Good luck. Joel was always threatening to quit, but he never did. He had a fine mind, but he was too restless for university work and liked moving from country to country. He'd certainly had enough of that working with Emily. The UN sent them to the hot spots and war zones of the world to catalog, verify, and move the contents of museums to special preservation centers until it was considered safe to return the cultural treasures to their home bases. Not only did Joel have a PhD in archaeology and antiquities, but he was fluent in Hebrew.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?